Okay, Boker Tov.
Today's daf is daf Chof Ches in Tanis. Right from the top of the page, Parsha Gedola Koronosa B'Shnayim, B'Shachar Z'Musav. As we said, two parshas are read each day with this Ma'amad that they did. When we said that on three occasions of the year, the Kohanim duchen up to four times in the day, according to the one sheet, and not the way we hold, because we don't duchen at Mincha, even on Yom Kippur. We do duchen on a regular fast day at Mincha time when it's in the evening, but we don't do it at Mincha on Yom Kippur. We do it in Ne'ilah in Eretz Yisrael. But the Ma'amad that we're discussing now, the Ma'amad was also done, the Kohanim duchened, and they also duchened at the time they had a Ma'amad. In other words, he said, B'shachar Z'Musav Mincha V'Nil Sesharim, one of the three occasions a year when they do up to four times, according to the Mishnah, on a regular Tanis, a Ma'amad and a Yom Kippur. Now the Ma'amad was what they did basically with the Karbonot. So the Kohanim duchen then also, even though on Yom Kippur, it was only Yom Kippur they'd up at the four times. On a regular Ma'amad, they would also duchen like they would on a Tanis. Now, on the Tanis, you only have really, a regular Tanis, you only have Shacharis and Mincha, if Mincha is late in the day, not if it's early in the day. In a Ma'amad, we said you could also have Shacharis and Mincha. And you could also have Ne'ilah, when you had Ne'ilah there. Now, the problem was when the Ma'amad came out on a holiday. So we said, when was that limited? But the parsha, but on the Ma'amad, they read the parshas of Bereishis, how do they read the parsha of Bereishis? Two people read the first paragraph, Parsha Gedola Koronosa B'Shnayim B'Shacharis, Uva Musaf, Uva Mincha Koron Alpien. So the Gemara has a question now, where is the comma? It says here, Parsha Gedola Koronosa B'Shnayim B'Shacharis of Musaf of Mincha Koronos B'Shnayim. Is the comma after Shacharis or is it after Musaf? Yibodu Haichakam B'Shacharis of Musaf Koronosa B'Sefer. Do you say Shacharis of Musaf? You read the Ma'amad. In other words, when they're saying the Ma'amad, they read the Parsha of Bereishis. Shacharis of Mincha, two people read the first Parsha, and Mincha, they read it Baal Peh. Kekorin Hashma, like you just say, Kriya Shema Baal Peh. O Dilma, Hachikhtar, B'Shacharis Koronosa, B'Sefer. In the morning, only in the morning, you read it from the Sefer Torah in the Shul. Muslim Mincha, Koronosa, Baal Peh, Kekorin Hashma. And Muslim Mincha, you read it Baal Peh individually. Says Tashma, Adatanya, B'Shacharis and Musaf, Nechnasim B'Sefer. B'Shacharis and Musaf, they go into the Shul, the Koronosa, Kedar Shekal Shana. You read it like you read, always you read a Sefer Torah in public from a Sefer Torah. Uva mincha yachid koronos al peh. A mincha, an individual reads about peh. Amar b'yosef b'chi yachid yachol l'kos dover Torah al peh b'tzibur. Is it proper for a yachid to read and be motzi the tzibur bal peh? B'chi yachid yachol l'kos dover Torah al peh b'tzibur. Knows he's motzi the tzibur without even reading it from a Sefer Torah. Elokul nechasim koronos al peh. Not that yachid reads it for everybody else, but everybody comes in and they all say it individually. Koronos shema like you read Kriya Shema. See over here, by the way, that Kriya Shema, even though we're makbid that many rabbis are makbid to only read a pasuk in the Chumash, you should only quote it from reading the pasuk, because the Divrei Torah Shabbiksav is supposed to be read from a Chumash. You don't start quoting Pesukim Alav, but he says, Kriya Shema, people do say Baal Peh without looking inside. Kriya Shema came to Levanti. That's the whole idea, that Ma'amad, they had Kavanot. So he said, during the Ma'amad, when they had the Ma'amad, they brought the Kavanot. Now, the Mishmar would go in, right? And everybody would, the Kohen Levim Yisraelim would be there. Like we said, the Kohen Levim did the Avoda. Some of them helped them out in Yericho. They served the food. And Bnei Yisrael, wherever they were, in Haifa and Tel Aviv, They would read the parshas. They would daven and read the parshios. That's what they did the Ma'amad. Then he went on to say that he said, "But parsha gedola koronos b'shnayim, who was a big parsha v'rituvah, k'tanu biyachad b'shachas v'musav mincha nechlasu b'karnal pei kriyas shema." Right, every Shabbos they do it because it comes in.
Shem
zeh mechalkim oto b'shnayim. מתוך הספר עצמו, כמו
ש... אפילו שזה לא שני
וחמישי? אפילו שזה לא שני
וחמישי.
נכון, אפילו, זה במעמד. That's what we explained, that's what the מעמד was. The מעמד was whenever they had a carbon, they would do that. Whenever they would bring carbonos all the time, so that's how they would do it. So, המסענים מספר מראים שישכל ורוז מגב, that's what they said, the מעמד was that the תפילות, whenever they would bring carbonos to Tzibor, the ma'amar of the mesana and the mesbal ba'reim she kabel baratzim b'karbon achim kila kaman, the karbonos that they brought. Now it wasn't every day; it was only when they had that on specific occasions when they designated that they had a ma'amad. Yom Kippur is obviously once a year. Taniyos is obviously several times a year, or when it was so designated. And as it was whenever they would designate to have that, that's when they would do it. So he said. He really says, I'll call Mishmer Mishmer Hayamamba Bushalayim on every Mishmer. That means really it's every day. So he says, I'll call Mishmer Mishmer Hayamamba Bushalayim. She'll call Mishalayim, and the other people would fast. So there would be specific people designated. It's basically talking about all year round, except for the days that were excluded. And then he says, call Yom, the Mishnah says, call Yom Shesh Bahal. If you said Hal, it was a holiday, then you didn't have a Mamad. Then you'd have a Mamad because the time taken. So now the Gemara goes on. So he says, Kol Shiyom Sheish Bo Halal Ein Bo Mavid. And then we said, Kol Shiyom Sheish Bo Musaf, if there was a Musaf, Karb Musaf Ein Ben Ila, Karbonates Mencha, Diver Rabbi Kiva. So they told Rabbi Kiva, no, but as he said, Rabbi Kiva, no, Bishulun, differently. If there's Karb Musaf, Musaf excluded Mamad at Mincha, Karbonates Ein Ben Ila. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara says, Ma Hefresh Ben Zelzeh, Kol Shiyom Sheish Bo Halal Ein Bo Mavish Ben Zelzeh. Now Rashi learns a little bit differently, Tos is a little bit clearer, but the idea is basically the same. What's the difference between the carbon musaf, the carbonates, and the carbon musaf is docha mincha, and carbonates is not docha mincha, it's only docha in the ila. The answer is halol divrei Torah, v'halol divrei sofim. So Rashi learns halol divrei Torah, meaning mincha is mina Torah, so it's only docha ne'ila, which is mina sofim. There's no ne'ila in the Torah. Mincha, we have a thing that Shachris was, that Avram was matakin Shachris, and Yitzchak mincha, and Yaakov Meirev. We have such a Kabbalah, even though the Nusach, of course, is all Drabonim. The Tefillah is not Draraisa, the Shemar Esrei is not Draraisa, Shema is Draraisa. But there's a basis for it in the Torah, but we can say with the Yitzchak. So, according to what Rashi learns, that Halol Divrei Torah is going on Mincha, Halol Divrei Sofim is going on Ne'ilah. Tosus learns, Halol Divrei Torah is going on Musaf. Why does Musaf knock off Mincha? Musaf Elohim knock Mincha, Davim Divrei Torah. But Karban Eitzim, which is only Divrei Sofim, that's not that only can be docha neila, that can't be docha mincha. That's what he says, that since musaf is, Tosfos learns that halol divrei Torah is going on the musaf. Musaf is midrei Torah, therefore it can be docha mincha. But carbon eitzim can't be docha mincha because carbon eitzim is only drabonah and mincha is like a deraisa. So it's partially like Rashi learns, but the words halol divrei Torah, according to Rashi, is going on mincha, and according to Tosfos, it's going on musaf. All right, so that's why we make difference. That's why he came out that Rabbi Kiva was motivated to Ben Azai's correction of him, and he said that in a day is Musaf, there's no, when they have Karb Musaf, there's no Ma'amid at Mincha. It doesn't mean there's no Mincha, there's no Ma'amid at Mincha, because it knocks it off, there's not enough time. Karb Eitzim ain't Ben Eila. And Rabbi Kiva was learned that way. Tan Rabbanim, what is this business with this Ma'amid Atzei Kohanim? There were certain specific days when they designated that normally, anybody could bring Eitzim whenever they want, but there are specific days of the year that these families, they were the ones who could donate the Eitzim on that day because of their past good deeds. Why did they make like a special festival at a certain time for the Eitzim? For the Kohanim v'Am, then it's when the wood that was put on the Mizbeach on behalf of the Kohanim and the Am, why were there these specific days? When the people came back from Golos Bava, they couldn't find proper wood. They couldn't find any wood in the wood chamber of the Beis Hamikdash. It was all been taken out or ruined. Bamduel, when these people got up, these families, and they gave their own wood. And as a reward for these people giving of their own wood, the Nevi'im then decided, even if there's plenty of wood, these people, these families who donated the wood, would be able to give their own wood, and they would use that wood on the Mizbeach in those times. Shenemar v'Agaros, now the Shenemar is apparently going on these particular families, because Agaros, we drew lots, al-Karbon, Eitzim, Kohanim, v'Alevim, v'Am. I'll cover it. It means that we, the people, the Kohanim, the Am, we drew lots. Lavi the base elokan to bring to our the house of our God. The base of Oseinu according to our families, leitim zamanim, for these specific times that were set. Meaning, it wasn't a regular lottery. A regular lottery is everybody got an equal chance. But he was on these days, for these times, these specific families, shana b'shana, year and year, every year at this time, levar l'mizbeach to burn l'mizbeach Hashem l'kendika kusub b'torah. In other words, we're supposed to burn this in the Torah, but on these specific dates, these are the families who were allowed to bring their wood because of their past good deeds. And as they were honored by allowing them to bring it in the future also, even though the wood wasn't necessary. And then it said, so it listed all these, it listed the various families. And it said, it lists all the various days. And then it says, anybody he didn't know, in other words, there was a certain day that a certain family brought, and also Leviam who didn't know what day, what shape that they're from, they could also bring that day. And also Bnei Gunve Eli Ubnei Kotzek Eitzim, the ones, the sons of those who Gunve Eli. What does that mean? It really sounds like who stole the pestle, the chopper, the ones who stole the pestle, and the ones who cut the figs. Now, what does that mean? What's going on? What's the story? Tan Rabbanim, Mayu ben Gavei Eli uberei Kotzik Tias. Amru Pamach, what happened was Gazer Achas Gzeiro, the evil Goyim who ruled over us, the Romans, whatever. There goes a Gzeiro, Amrei Sosholevi, who ate the Mach. They shouldn't bring, they wanted to stop the carbonos in the base of Megiddo. So they said, very good, you can't bring any wood, you can't make a fire. They wouldn't allow them to bring Eitz Morachah. B'shleyavi b'kor Mishlam, they shouldn't bring Bikurim also to Yerushalayim like we do in Shavuos. B'oshib Rus Dosel Rechem, they set up, officers, machsomim on the paths. K'der Shoshib Rav Menat, just like Rav Menavat, the Rasha, did Shalai Yisrael Regal. He set up guards that didn't allow them to be Ola Regal. Ma'osu, Sherin, what did the kosher guys do? Shabbos Ador V'Yachedros. What did the God-fearing people do? Havi'u Sal Bikurim. They would bring the Bikurim anyway. They would bring baskets of Bikurim, the first fruits. V'chit B'Kitzios, and they would cover them up with dried figs. V'Natlum, and they would take them. V'Oli Al Ksef, and they would take them, and they would bring a big pestle, like a chopper, on their shoulder. Kivin Shigiyas, but when they got to the guards, Amr Lehem, Heichanat Tamach, where are you guys going? Amr Lehem, they told them, Lasos Shnei Igulei Tveilo, B'Machtesh, we're going to make two fig cakes. That's what they would make fig cakes, these round cakes. They would press them with this machtesha shofenenu, with the mortar that's in front of it. In other words, we have here our figs. This is the basket of figs that you can see. And we have the pestle holding here in our arm. And we have a machtesha up there that's set aside, and we're going to use this mortar and pestle to press these figs. With Elisha al Kasfena, with the mortar that's in front of us, and as it's up yonder, and with this pestle that we're holding on to. Kivan Sha'over, once they pass the checkpoint, the guards, Itram Basalam, they put crowns on them. And it's they made the baskets fancy, because these were baskets of Bikurim. So instead of putting like junky dried figs on top, they glorified them, they crowned them, they put flowers on it, whatever. They even said Bar Mishalim, they brought the Bikurim Mishalim. Tana Hain B'nei Sulmei Hat Nutafti. Those were the same story. There's the sons of Salma and Nutafti also did a similar thing, and the next price is going to bring that down. This story was mentioned specifically how they got around bringing the Bikurim. Tana Bar Mahin B'nei Sulmei Hat Nutafti. What's the story of B'nei Sulmei Hat Nutafti? Notice the name Sulmoi, like Solomon. Or is it related to Sulam, like a ladder? Which we have that word now constantly in the news. They're going to Haslama. I never know what that sounds like. Islam, right? But it's Haslama. So apparently means an escalation, because they said the news constantly say, oh, the Hamas and we, they're going to Haslama. Haslama means an escalation. Escalation events. Why? Because it's Sulam. A ladder goes up. You scale. So here also, they're called Bnei Sulman and Tafti. Amr Pamachas, Gazer Machas, Zer Yisrael. Similar, the evil government made a decree on his Shleba Eitzim Mach, they shouldn't bring Eitzim. Here he's talking about the Eitzim. Before he mentioned the Bikurim and how he got around the Bikurim, here he mentioned about how he got around the Eitzim problem. So what do? They put guards on the pass not to, so that the Jews cannot bring Eitzim for the Merachim. Just like Yerubim Menavad, just like the same way that Yerubim Menavad had placed guards on the paths, Shol Yal Yisrael Olaregel, so that people shouldn't be able to Olaregel in the time of Yerubim Menavad. Ma'al Su Yerachim. So what do the God-fearing people, the sin-fearing people do with that in that generation? If Yugas Rayim, they would bring the logs, they would make the logs, into ladders. They would take the logs, each piece log would be another rung on the ladder. And they put them on their shoulders, and they went, that's when once they came to the guards, they told them, where are you going? Amar lahem, lahavi gozlos mishobach shaltan. We're using these ladders to bring down birds. We're bringing our birds from this chicken coop or the bird coop in front of us. Lefanenu ubusamam shaltan, and we'll do that with these ladders that we're holding on to. Kivin she'obru man. Once they pass the checkpoint, pirkum, they took apart the ladders. In other words, they wound up again with their logs. Vehiyim ve'elu mishlam, they brought them up to Yerushalayim. Valeim v'alkeretzman, on these people and people like them, who on the pasuk says zecher tzadik lebracha, the remembrance of the tzadik will be for a blessing. V'alirav nevat v'cherev nemar v'shem misham yirkav, and the name of the sham will rot. So that's the story. That's why they were called. So these people who were instrumental in bringing the bikurim and the wood to Yerushalayim, despite the evil decree, they were called. That's what the Mishnah meant. Five lines from the bottom of the Mishnah, back on Chaf Avim and Aleph, Ubnei Gundi Eli Ubnei Kotzei Ketzios. Those people took part in that last date of the Chamisha Asar of on the Chamisha Asar of when they also were able to bring the wood, their families, because of things that they've done. No, it's a chiyuvi. Chiyuvi. That's the other machteres, the good guys. You know, they stole it with the pestle. They were able to steal their way through. It's a here. It's mentioned tense. It's because they're on our side. You know, if you're on the Roman side, they're ganavim. On our side, they're good guys. Basrimbo b'nei pachas. So that wasn't the last one. That was an L, 15th of L, not the last one. Basrimbo on the 12th of L b'nei pachas moav ben Yehuda. Who is this pachas moav ben Yehuda? Tana. B'nei Pachas ben Yehuda ben Yehuda, hein b'nei Dov ben Yehuda. That was called, that was with Divrei Meir. Meir says, Pachas Moav is really David HaMelech. Why was he called Pachas Moav? Because he came from his brother Rus, descended from Rus, who... It's the same thing because he came from Moab. He came from Moab because his ancestor Ruth came from Moab. That's why he's called Pachas Moab. You know, he came down from Moab. So Meir learns that Pachas Moab is the same as David. Now notice, if you look back on Chavav Ben Aleph, you notice when it listed all the names, the nine family members, the nine families who had donated the wood. He said the first one was Orach ben Yehuda, the Esrim Thomas ben David ben Yehuda. And Rashi already said over there that that's David HaMelech. So now, when you say Pachas Moav is also David, so he brought twice. That's if David HaMelech brought once, then you say Pachas Moav is also David, that's twice. That's going to lead to a question in a few minutes. Now, so here we say that Rameir says that Pachas Moav is the same as David HaMelech. Yosiyom Rehenein ben Yoav ben Tsruya. Yoav was David HaMelech's nephew. Tsruya was David's sister, Achoto, Nachon. So he was also then from Moab. If David was from Moab, so David's sister was also from Moab. So there's a machlokes here, Meir of Yos. Your Meir says that Pachas Moab was David. Rav Yos says that it was Yoav, David's nephew. Next case, Besrim Elu b'nei Adin ben Yehuda. Tanu Rabbana b'nei Adin ben Yehuda. Heinei b'nei David ben Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yehuda says that B'nai Adin ben Yehuda is the same as David ben Yehuda. So both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Meir, David HaMelech is listed twice in the Mishnah, right? According to Meir, David HaMelech is once listed as David, once as Pachas Moav. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's once listed as David and one as B'nai Adin. Here Rashi tells us very nicely, why is it called Adin? Adin is very nice and soft and pliable, as they say, right? What does that mean? He says, he's called Adin HaEtzdi, but why is he called that? David, when he learned Torah, ma'adan atzmo kadlas. Then he stretches himself out nicely, you know, like a worm who stretches himself out nice and soft. When he went out to war, miskashgates, he's strong as wood. In other words, that this is a symbolic of our, you know, Hezder boys who are now being called up and should help them be matzliach, and they should all come home safe and sound, who learn Torah on the one hand, and on the other hand, they become strong and they're warriors. So that's what David was. So here we say that was so according to Rabbi Yehuda, Adin and David were one and the same. Rabbi Yossi or Mehenei Bnei Yoav Ben Tzruya. So here Rabbi Yossi says again that Adin was Bnei Yoav Ben Tzruya, was his nephew, because he was also Adin. Okay. Now the Gemara. So now we have. So Rabbi Yossi seems to be saying that Pachas Moav was Yoav Ben Tzruya, and so was Adin. Now then he says Bech B'Tevis Shabbat. Then the Gemara goes on, and Bech B'Tevis, like the last time that they brought Eitzin, Bech B'Tevis, there we get Parish got a second chance. He says there goes on Beshabel Ben Adam Ben, and the third line from the bottom, Bech B'Tevis Shabbat Ben Parish Shnia. They brought it a second time, Parish Shnia. Okay, so a second time. So now if you say a second time, who does this Mishnah go like? Money of Nestis, Laura Mayor, Valora Beautiful Abyosi. A Mishnah doesn't come like any of them. Why? Iwer Mayor, Lesnei Shavuot B'nei David. When it said that Pachas Moav had a chance, well, according to Mayor, we just said that Pachas Moav was the same as David. So since you mentioned David already in the Mishnah, what it mentions Pachas Moav, we should say Shavu B'Shnia, like you say Shavu Parush this a second time, right? Why? Because he said, when we started off, he said the first one was Aruch Ben Yehuda, the second one was David Ben Yehuda, third one was Parish Ben Yehuda, and then the last one, Parish came back for a second round. He got a second round. Well, according to Rav Meir, David also had a second round. For something it's called David, it's called Pachas Moav. So why don't you all say Shavu David Pam Shnia, or Shavu Parish, or Shavu rather Pachas Moav a second time? When it said Pachas Moav, it should have said that Pachas Moav came back, who was the same as David a second time. According to Rav Yehuda, when it said Adin Ben Yehuda, that was also David repeating it a second time. Why didn't it say also Shavu Yehuda? And also contra Biosi, Yoav Ben Tzruya was a second time, because once he was called Pachas Moav, once he was called Adin. So Ira Meir listening Shavu Ben David Ben Yehuda Shnia. Ira Meir Ibi Yehuda also listening Shavu Ben David Ben Yehuda. Ira Biosi listening Shavu Ben Yoav Ben Tzruya Shnia, because according to all these, they had a second shot. Says Lola Rabbi Yossi, you're right. The Mishnah can't come out like Meir or like Yehuda. That's clear. But he could say come out like Rabbi Yossi. Why? But trade Tony Libra Rabbi Yossi. The two shitas that he said, the Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hain Bnei Yoav Ben Tzruya going on Pachas Moav, and the second Rabbi Yossi that said regarding Bnei Adin, Hain Bnei Yoav Ben Tzruya, aren't the same Rabbi Yossi. So each of them held, one held that Yoav was the same as Pachas Moav, and one held that Yoav was the same as Adin, but it's not, they didn't hold of each other, and therefore There was no reason to list it as Shavu B'Shnia, but according to Rameir and Buda, there's no way that the Mishnah can come out. Why don't you say two sheets is according to Rameir, two sheets is according to Buda? Why don't you say that, right? Because that doesn't make any sense. The Mishnah says David once, according to everybody. That's clear, the Mishnah says David. According to Rameir, according to whichever sheet of Rameir was, Rameir says that Pachas Moav is also David, so that means David had a second chance. According to Yehuda, that Adin was David, so clearly, according to that sheet, David had a second chance. I should have said that. So Mishnah will not come out like either of these interpretations of Rameir or of Yehuda, but it could come out like Rabbi Yossi, because Mishnah didn't say Yoav Ben Tzruya. We have only in our Gemara, Rabbi Yossi says that Pachas Moav was Yoav Ben Tzruya, and then we have Rabbi Yossi saying that Adin was Yoav Ben Tzruya. So there's two Yoav Ben Tzruyas, and our Mishnah says that Shavu. The answer is they're two different Rabbi Yossis. Echav Tevis also always comes out in the middle of which holiday? Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh Tevis always comes out in the middle of Chanukah, because Chanukah always starts on the 25th day of Kislev, right? So Rosh Chodesh Tevis also comes out in the middle of Chanukah. And as such, on Rosh Chodesh, on the first day of Tevis, you have Hallel, as he says, you have Hallel. Echav Tevis, they didn't have Mawai because there was Hallel. And why is there Hallel? Because it's Chanukah, besides Rosh Chodesh. And there's Karban Musaf, because it's Rosh Chodesh. And it's Karban Eitzim. So because of that, Hallel knocks off the Mamed of Shacharis. Musaf takes off the Mamed of Musaf. And the Karban Eitzim knocks off that. Even if there was one for Ne'ilah, it takes it off. You don't fasten the day, you don't fasten the day either, so it wouldn't make sense. And the Karban Musaf at least can knock off maybe possibly Mincha. That we're going to talk about, because Rabbi Shua said the Karban Musaf takes off the Ma'amad of Mincha, and the Karban Eitzim takes off Ne'ilah. So now we're going to discuss that concept. Amalei Mar Kashisha Bid Rav Chisda L'Ravashi. Mar Kashisha, the son of Rav Chisda. What does Kashisha mean? The elder, right? So we always bring down the Gemara, the Tosus and the Basra, the Zion of the Bays. The top Tosus there says, the famous Shita, does he argue, that they had, Rav Chisda had two sons. One was called Mar Kashisha, the older. One was called Mar Yenuka, the younger one. So the Pashup Shita is Mar Kashisha was the older guy, Yenuka was the younger guy. Tosus over there brings down another Shita, no, that it's just the opposite. Mar Kashisha means he was born to Rav Chisda in Rav Chisda's older age, and he was the younger one. And Mar Yenuka means the older son who was born to Rav Chisda when Rav Chisda was younger. Maishna, so he says like it. So this Mar Kashisha by Rav Chisda said to Rav Ashi, Maishna halal the dochi didei. Why do you say that halal knocks off its own meaning? You say halal during Shachris, so it knocks off the mamad of Shachris. Oh, Maishna musaf the lo dochi dei. Why doesn't musaf, the extra tefillah of musaf, knock off the Ma'amad of Musaf, right? Why doesn't it knock that off? Why do you say that the Musaf knocks off the Ma'amad of Mincha? Amalei Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi says to him, Hashtad lavdi dei dochi, de dochi lo koshke, and of course it does. If it knocks off Mincha, it should knock off Musaf. In other words, Mishnah says that if you have Hallel, you don't do the Ma'amad of Shachris. If you have Musaf, you don't do the Ma'amad of Mincha. So he says, If Hallel knocks off its own, why shouldn't the Musaf knock off its own, the Ma'amad that you say there, not the Musaf bring at least two animals, you have a Ma'amad there, should knock that off. Why does it knock off Mincha? So Rashi says, of course it does. If it knocks off the Ma'amad of Mincha, you could certainly knock off the Ma'amad of Musaf itself. Amalei, so he says, no, this is what I meant to ask. Hachay Kamino, this is what I meant to ask. Lolo Tchede, why doesn't it knock off only Musaf? Just like you say, Hallel knocks off the Ma'amad of Shachris, because there's not enough time to do everything. They're busy saying Hallel. So the Musaf should knock off the Ma'amad of Musaf. Right? That's what it should knock off that Musaf. In other words, what do you mean the Ma'amad of Musaf? Is there a Ma'amad of Musaf? If it always knocks it off, then it always knocks it off. There's nothing there. He says, Anachanami, that's what I mean. Hachi Kamina, Iker Rabbi Yosi, the Kavasi Taka, there's a Shita Rabbi Yosi who goes like you, the Tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer, call him Sheshba Musaf, Yeshba Mamad, right? Basically, every day there's Musaf, Yeshba Mamad. Mamad Amai, what do you mean there's Mamad when there's Musaf? Elam Mamad the Shachris, if there's Mamad of Shachris, Hatanakam and Ami Achikamar. He also holds it just because there's Musaf doesn't mean that there's no Shachris Mamad. So what does he mean? If the day that there's Musaf, there's also Mamad. Elam Mamad the Musaf, the day. He means the Mamad the Musaf, the day. Elam Mamad the Musaf, it means that there's also Mamad of Musaf. The day Nami Lodach, it's not even knock off its own. Surely can knock off its own. Ella, the gear should be El, the gross gear says Ella the Mincha Nila, knocks off Mincha Nila, meaning if it doesn't knock it off. Biosi holds that if there's a day that has Musaf, it doesn't knock off. It knocks off the Mamad of Musaf. It knocks that off. But what it doesn't knock off is that of Mincha. So he says, he goes like you. And it says, the Shita Yossi, the Mishnah doesn't say, the Mishnah says if there's Musaf, it knocks off the Ma'amad of Mincha. This is the Mishnah. But you have a Kasha, why should it knock off Mincha? Let it just knock off its own. And Chanami, Rabbi Yossi holds that way. Rabbi Yossi holds that when there's Musaf, it knocks off its own Ma'amad, but it doesn't knock off the Ma'amad of Mincha. There's a Shita like you. In other words, when there's Musaf, you need extra time, but the Tanakhama says, fine, what you do is you knock off that of Mincha, but you don't knock off that the Ma'amad of the extra time that you need. You use that for Musaf, not for Mincha. Ela Ma'amad the Musaf, the day Ma'amad, Ela the Mincha, Ela the Mincha, the day Dachi, the Lav, the day Lo Dachi, Shema Mina. So Itaka, there's a Shita like you. So he said over here that the first day of Tevis, which comes out in Hanukkah always, Rosh Chodesh, because there's Hallel and because there's Musaf and because there's Eitzim, so we don't have any time, there's no Ma'amad there at all, right? Because Hallel knocks off the Shachris one, Musaf knocks off what? Knocks off that of Mincha, right? Or Mincha, or knocks off its own also, according to the Shita, and Eitzim knocks off that of Ne'ilah, so you have nothing left. So he says, as the Mishnah said, that Bechma Tevis, Lo Yom Ma'amad, there was no Mashahal, Musaf, Karban, knock them all off. Or you have all three together, all three together knocks everything off. So why don't you say Echad b'Nissan also? The Gemara says now, but listen, Inami Becha b'Nissan lo yibamamid. Why? Neishish b'hal, because you have halas for Shchodesh, and you have carbon muslim because of Shchodesh for carbon eitzim. You borrow carbon eitzim on Echad b'Nissan. That was one of the ones that we said that that there's carbon eitzim on those days. Rashi says, not Rashi, the Gemara said, what are the nine holidays of the wood, the nine wood festivals? Bechet Benissim, the very first one is Bechet Benissim, Ben Aruch Ben Yudah. So why don't you say there? Also, you have Eitzim, you have Musaf, and you have Hallel. Says Gemara, so from here you see, Amar Rav Zosimaris, since it doesn't knock it off, since you still have that Halil de Breishach Halav de Raisa, the Hallel that we say on Rosh Chodesh, which is what we say Chatzi Hallel or Hal Palo, it's not exactly half, we just skip a couple parts, that's not Minat Torah, that's a later institution of the rabbis. There's 18 days a year that Gomer Bosal that we complete the hollow. Some of the gifts, carefully, even a yochid, not an etzibur, finishes hollow, and that's a taka arminik here in Eretz Yisrael. What are the 18 days that we say Hallel Shalem, that we say Hallel Shema? Shmonas Yechag, the 8 days of Sukkot, including Shmirat Tzeres. Shmonas Yechanika, that's 8 days of Chanukah, that's 16. Yontav Rishon Shal Pesach, and Yontav Rishon Shal Tzeres. It's one of the first day of Pesach, first day of Shavuos. That's it, that's 18. Uvagola and Chutz Laretz, there's 21. Esrim V'yechad Yom, Ve'elohen, Tishas Yimei Yechag, right? Because you have 2 days of Shmirat Tzeres, so we call also Simchas Torah, that's 9. But Shmonas Yechanika, that's 8, that's 17. Shnei Yom Rishonim Shal Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach, right, Sveikah D'Yoma, so that's what? 17 and 2 is 19, Beis Yom Tov Shal Tzeres, and 2 days of Shavuos, that's 21. So, in Echanami, those are the only days that it's institution of the Nevi'im Rishonim that we did, that we say Hal Hal. In Echanami, the Hal we say Rish Chodesh is a later thing, it's institution of the rabbis. Ravik L'Bavel, Rav apparently did not say Hal at all in Rish Chodesh in his town. He went to Bavel. Right, when he came from Eretz Yisrael, he went to Babel. Chazim the Kakar Halil Bereshecha. He saw that they're saying Halal Rosh Chodesh over here. Some of them skipped. He wanted to stop them. Even the Chaz the Kamedligli. Once he saw that they skip, like we skip, we skip a Hafti Hashem Yishma, right, and the Hashem Lalan Hashem Lalan. We skip parts over there, parts of the paragraphs. Amr Shema, you're not making of them. It's only a minute. Even though they said it with a bracha, they said it with a bracha, but it's a minute. Minute of them. They said it with a bracha. Tani Yochel LaYaskel. A Yochel doesn't have to start. A Yochel who's davening doesn't have to say Halal all on Rosh Chodesh. We have Hischel Gomer. But if he started, he can finish. In other words, our minhag is we do say it, but he doesn't have to because it's only a minute. Pardon?
One could draw a different inference. One could say from this Gemara that it wasn't a minhag in Israel.
Right.
But it was a minhag.
That's exactly what you're saying. It wasn't in Bavel. Right. In Eretz Israel, in his town, there wasn't.
Then,
yeah.
When we come back, we should not be saying all the Jewish.
Okay, well, maybe where Rav lived, they didn't do it, but that minig was, eventually the minig was that they did say it, you know, so he accepted it. It's not clear that it was always the minig throughout Eretz Yisrael. He says, Rav went there, where he lived, they didn't do it. Hey, Dvar Miros, have a Seder B'Shivas B'damas. Five things happened to our forefathers on the 7th day. Five bad things happened on the 7th day. Number one, Shtab Luchos. How do we know that the Luchos were broken on the 17th of Shivas B'damas, like we're going to have next week? Tanya? When was the Aseret Dibros given to Moshe? Was it given on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th? The first sheet is that it was given on the 6th. Rabbi Yosef Mashiach was given on the 7th. B'shisha Nitnu was given on the 6th. U'v'shiva Ola Moshe. Then Moshe, after they heard the Aseret Dibros, he went up to get the tablets on the 7th, the next day. That's the 7th of Sivan. Mandam B'shiva, one says that the Aseret Dibros were given to us on the 7th, of Sivan. So that self-same day, Moshe also went up. B'shiva Nitnu, B'shiva Ola Moshe. They were given that day, and Moshe went up the same day. The Siva Yikra El Moshe, B'yom HaShvi, we call him B'yom HaShvi, he knows on the 7th day. Except B'yom Moshe B'socha, and then he came into the cloud, V'yalohar, he went up to the mountain, V'yi Moshe Bahar. Our boy, he was there for 40 days and 40 nights. So, Esra Rabbi Sivan, so if he went up on the 7th, so including the 7th, you have 24 days left in Sivan. The first 6 days, he was not there. He went up on the 7th, so he was 24 days there. V'shitzer to Tammuz, and the first 16 days of Tammuz, 24 and 16 completes 40. So he was there 40 full days, because it says, Molu Amar B'yom. So he had 40 days, full days, days and nights. B'shivsar, on the 7th of Tammuz, Nachasasi, he came down and went. V'tavrinu Luchas, and he broke the Luchas. Ksiv, v'hikash yakarav alamachana, v'yar sa'igli sa'da'ego, v'yashlach miyadav sa'luchas, he threw the tablets down, v'yashbar v'sam tachzar, and they were broke, v'yashar v'sam tachzar, and he broke them underneath the mountain. So that's how you get 40, so that's how it came out, that he broke the Luchas he was up there for 40 days, he came down after the 40 days and he broke Luchos. But La Tamid, how do we know that the Tamid was no longer brought on Shavuos? But Amazai Gemara, we have such a Kabbalah that the guy made a stop. Hufgai Ir, the city was breached via Zionav, is that really, it was breached on the 17th, Faksiv, Bachorosh Shavi in the 4th month, which was Nisan Iyar Sivan Tamas, that same month Tamas, Betisha Lachorosh, on the 9th of Chorosh, Vayechsek Arab, Arab Be'ir, the famine became very strong in the city, Ksiv Basrei Vatibaka Ir, and the city was breached then, it was on the 9th, in the first place of Mikdash and Echanami, the walls were breached on the 9th. The second one, which was closer to our time, we keep it after the second one that was on the 17th. The Tanya Barishonov Kriya Bratisha Batamas Bishniya Bishabasabo. Sarov Apustamus Esatora. How do we know they burnt the Torah? That they also Kabu Gemara, we have such a Kabbalah, we have a tradition. Hemetzel Mehechel. How do we know that Minal? How do we know that he put an idol in the Hechel at that time? From the time that the Tumit stopped, which we've already been established. That was on the 9th, on the 17th rather, of Tammuz. It says, Velasi Shikut Shumam, to put an abominable mute in its place. And as they put an abominable mute, that means a idol they put there at the same time that Tammuz stopped. It means on the 17th. Bigmar Vacharabi was only one idol there, Vaksiv, Valknaf, and on the edge, Shikutsim Shumam, more than one, two abominable mutes. Amrava Treyhava, there were two. Vanafel Chara Chavrei, and one fell on the other. Vatavrei and broke his hand. Davishtakach Davik Siv, and they found out, and they found that it was Davik Siv Iluya on it. Now it's not clear was it on the broken one or on the full one. Ansav Sachurbeisa, you wanted to destroy God's house and it was make the people follow the idols. Yotcha Hashem Slay. So I've paid Hashem back. I've taken your hand off in retribution. So Tosfos brings down to the Pshat, was the note found on the broken one or on the idol that survived? But either way, the idea is the same, that your hand was broken off because as a sign that you we're not allowing you to do this. So there were two and one was broken. That was all Shavuos. But Thomas, tomorrow Mitzvah, we'll learn about Tisha B'Av. Medabrim Paul Kinerel Bayit Sheni. Yecholiyot Shegam Bayit Rishon. Gam Bayit Rishon Shem Chavu Et Zeh Butal Tama Shela Mat Hatama Bvadai Butal. Yechol No Zeh Shela Tova. Yecholiyot Shegam Bayit Rishon Zeh Butal Bgal Shelo Lo Mevi Hefresh Kamo Bati Bakahi Ir. Ha 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 buku babayit rishon b'teisha uve bayit sheni b'shavuos v'tamuz. As a gemara lo mafrid b'neim b'butalat amid. Yecholot shneim b'otol yom.